The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Just wanted to pick your brains about something, really. Obviously, I don't have a car anymore because Claire kept that when I quite rightly as well, because she's, you know, got to ferry Jamie around, and so I didn't put up a fight about that. Anyway, it leaves me rather short of transport, and the benefits office for me is about 5 miles away, and I have to spend quite a lot of time going there and back for various interviews and what have you. So I'm thinking about getting a bike. I don't really know much about bikes, though, and I'm not sure if you do, but I thought I'd ask, because I looked online, and they're, the starting price is like £300, and it doesn't really get any cheaper than that, and second-hand bikes are, you know, I mean, even £100 at the moment is a bit too much for me, so if you know of anything going like cheap, then let me know. I'm willing to do it up. I don't know how to do that, but I'm sure I can get some help. Okay, mate, bye bye.
Hello, Roger, it's Brian. I can get a bike. That's not a problem. When Linda and the gang went to Vancouver to stay with Liam, they've kept the family home as the London base, and I know for a fact that Liam's got about 3 bikes. He's big into bikes, so I've still got the keys, so I can just get one of them. I can give you that. That's fine, mate. No one will know. Yeah. Okay, mate. So come round Saturday morning, and we can pop over and get it. Okay, mate. Cheers. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Look, mate, I wasn't suggesting that we break into your ex-wife's house and steal one of her children's bikes. And normally I wouldn't entertain that as an idea. But I've got to get to the benefits office tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And if I'm not there, and it's 5 miles away, and I can't afford the bus, and I've got to get there. So I do have a crowbar, yeah. So I don't know if I'm, should I meet you somewhere? I just need to borrow it. I'll obviously I'll give it back. Okay, mate. Thanks.
Hello, Rog. It's Brian. Look, sorry, mate. I was not really thinking straight earlier about going in and getting the bike, because obviously that'd just be stealing it. But I was thinking, if we stage a break-in, you know, if we get a crowbar or something, and I know it's in the garage, and I'm almost certain it's not alarmed. So if we stage a break-in and take it, then they'd be able to get it on insurance. So I think that's probably the best way forward. But anyway, still come over Saturday morning, and I don't know if you've got a crowbar, but I could probably get hold of one. All right, mate. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, I was rather hoping that you would help me out, you know, with the break-in. Actually, I thought you would do it, but if not, that's okay. But can you guarantee that Linda and the rest of them aren't there? Because if I get caught, I'm already being accused of claiming benefits and working, and I've got to pay some of that back, and I know I don't need anything else hanging over me at the moment. So you can give me that guarantee, can't you? Because I really need to borrow the bike so I can get to the benefits office, and I you know, just let me know. Thank you, mate.
Hello, Roger, it's Brian. Look, meet me at Ealing Broadway station tomorrow at 8. Bring a crowbar, bring it in a bag, preferably a suitcase or something unsuspicious. I know for a fact that there's a weak spot on the left-hand side of the garage door. I know this because I had to fix it myself. There's no alarm. This will be very easy. You just have to be very precise. I'll draw a diagram for you so you know exactly where for point of entry of the crowbar. Get in, take the bike, you'll know it. I think it's a Scott Boulder. But this is perfect. It's like strangers on a train. There's no way it could be linked back to you. And this isn't a crime, because they will get it on insurance. All right, mate. See you tomorrow. Cheers, Roger.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. So I went for it. I went for the bike, and it was like you said. I got the door open with a crowbar, and I think I found the right bike. And as I was wheeling it out, the alarm went off. An alarm was triggered. It's not your fault. I don't suppose you knew it had been installed. Anyway, so I just left the bike on the driveway, and I ran. And now I'm Brian, it's Roger again. I had to cut off there because the police were coming. So I had to run to the benefits office, and I missed my interview. Which is a real pain, because now I've got to work another 2 weeks, and now they won't send me any money. So I'm, you know, I've got no money. Anyway, give me a call when you can. I need to think of a plan or something. Okay, hope you're well, mate. Bye-bye.
Hello, Rog. It's Brian. Look, Linda's just called me. And she's pretty upset about the break-in. Her parents are staying there at the moment as well, and they're pretty traumatised by the whole episode. You've also been caught on camera, mate. Yeah, look, so I don't really know if what's going to happen next. I think it's probably best that we don't have any contact, physical contact, probably, for a while. Which is no bad thing, so I'm pretty busy with all the Autobahn stuff, so it's probably no bad thing. But look, just lie low, mate, and I will keep you updated. Okay, cheers, Roger, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Look, mate, I know this is a bit of a long shot and I don't want to put you in a difficult situation. And you can absolutely say no to this, but I just wondered if you could put in, you know, if you could put in a good word for me, or, you know, just say that, you know, you know me, and I borrowed the bike and I was going to give it back, and it would really, really help me out. But I mean, obviously I don't want to put you in a tough position. Yeah, so anything you can do to just help me, because I don't need this at the moment, because things are already tough, and if Claire finds out about this, it will be difficult to see Jamie. She'll make it hard for me. So if you can help, great. If you can't, no worries. Okay, mate, thanks, bye.
Hello, Rog, it's Bri. Look, no, absolutely no way can I say that I know you in any way, shape or form. I mean, to be honest, the fact that we're even talking now is dangerous. So seriously, mate, come on, think about it. We need a bit of clarity here. No, I can't do that. If you need some money, I can give you like a tenner, but I really don't think we should. And I know we were going to do the Fistful of Dollars night, possibly at Peter's, but no way. We just can't have any communication for the next 2 weeks. I'm sure you understand. All right, mate. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Yes, of course. I don't know what I was thinking. Of course we can't. Talk to each other. And I understand. You can't help me out by putting in a good word for me. It was an unreasonable request anyway. But if you could lend me that tenner, that would really, really help plug a hole. Obviously, we can't meet up. Completely understand that. So. Why don't you hide it somewhere, in a bin or something like that, and let me know with a text. You don't even have to ring, and I'll go and fish it out of the bin. But thanks so much for your help, mate. You've been really invaluable, and I know next week Fistful of Dollars night is probably off, but maybe we can meet next month and do Avatar night, which I'm really looking forward to. Okay, mate, thanks for all your help. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Yeah, look, mate, that's fine with the tenor. That's not a problem. And look, I'm glad you've seen through the fog a bit. You know, you fucked up, mate, and... But that's, you've understood that, so that's great. So we'll move on. I will leave a £10 note in a brown envelope, and I'll put it, you know, the M&S on the high street. If you go down the alleyway just to the left of it, if you're coming out, let's say, there's three big bins, those industrial ones. There's a red one, a blue one, and a green one. And I'll leave the envelope with £10 note in it under the red one. The red one. Okay, cheers, Rog, and I'll see you for Avatar night in 4 weeks' time, but no contact till then. All right, mate. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.